Hey, welcome to Wine and Problems, the mental health podcast. I'm Elliot.
And I'm Liv, and we're your hosts for as long as you need us.
Before we get started, make sure you check in with yourself. How are you feeling today?
Have you had a breakdown? If so, don't stress.
Because we'll probably be joining you soon.
So grab a glass and let's dig up the past.
We hope you've got your shovel, kids.
Because it's gonna get messy.
Hey guys, welcome back to WAP, episode 4. I'm still scrolling after all this time. Today we are talking about social media anxiety, and we have a lovely guest on the show today, Chloe Pavlou, who is an Instagram content creator. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you both?
Very well.
We are good. We are feeling good today. So, Chloe, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your Instagram, you know, what you do.
So obviously my name is Chloe. I go by the name Styled by Chloe over on my Instagram and YouTube channels. I think I've got about 65k at the moment on
Jesus.
Instagram. I know, intense. I also study at uni, so content creation is like a part-time hobby that has turned into a residual income, which is brilliant.
Amazing.
But yeah, I'm excited to talk to you guys today because obviously I'm very present on my social channels, so it'll be nice to see our different views.
Amazing. So shall we dive in?
Let's go for it.
So I guess we should probably just start off with what social media is, I guess. Like, before we dive into how toxic it can be, it definitely has its positives, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like we forget the positives.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think the toxic impacts are now starting to overcome the positives, I think.
It's a great way to connect with people all around the world, which I really love.
Yeah, I think that's definitely how it started off. It started off with it being an amazing way to connect to people. If you wasn't close, like long distance friendships and relationships became so much easier because of social media.
Yeah, like, so I think Facebook is started out by Mark Zuckerberg. He created it to keep in contact with his uni mates at Harvard, I think it was.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so when the idea spread that everyone had this social media Facebook thing, everyone wanted in, so then he just made it available to everyone, and that's how it started, just by keeping in contact with people from his university.
It is, it's a great thing. Now we still like to think it has that purpose.
Yeah.
But it's not now the sole purpose of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, you know, it's definitely a massive taboo topic, but is it trying to learn and understand you for advertising? Is it trying to connect you to people across the globe? What is its true kind of purpose? That's the question. For people like us, for people like for performers, it's great because, you know, it's our visual CV. We post pictures of us dancing and it's amazing for dog photos. The big question is, when did it start to become toxic?
You don't know where to start, do you? Because you're, it's just integrated within our lives from so young. I think me and Elliot, we were like, I want to say like 11 when Instagram like came out. And I was one of like the first people. I was like, I need to be on this app. This seems amazing.
When Facebook came out, Facebook's sole purpose was Farmville. And like,
I love Farmville.
Exactly. But now it's, you know, now we're older, it is obviously, I don't remember that Facebook anymore.
No.
I don't remember what that Facebook's like.
I think for me, it started becoming toxic the older I got. Like when I was young and like, I didn't really care much when I was young. But I think the more I'm getting older, the more I care.
Yeah. The more I started to understand the world.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think the world's changed with social media. The only people we compared ourselves to were people on TV and people on magazines and
exactly
and like I would take pictures of like my strawberries and chocolate and be like, wow,
it was so wholesome, wasn't it? I think it's the transition between being a platform where you just create stuff and then you can create it for money, so it just depends where you sit on the spectrum, if you want to make it like a visual CV or you're literally just using it as a scrapbook.
The one thing I've always admired about your page and your stories, Chloe, is how open and honest you are about when you're having bad days and good days or not so amazing days. Because Liv, I think we talked about this in a previous episode where we said people do mimic and people do learn from what other people do on social media because they think, oh, they're doing that, so I must be doing that. And when people always put out having good days, obviously, especially for people like us, we look at that and go, oh, well, they're not having they're not having any bad days. They must be absolutely completely fine. But you always, you know, you always let people know when you're having a bad day because you normalize it.
Yeah. It's not how life goes.
Exactly.
And I think for you to do that is, it takes a lot of courage to be like, actually, I'm not feeling great. And I'm going to put a photo of myself that I think I want to put up, not because I'm pleasing other people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I think you're a strong ass woman.
Thank you. Stop these compliments. I think, like, throwing a spanner in the works, you two said that it affects you more now. I would say that social media had a negative effect more so when I was younger, because like the days of Tumblr and
Tumblr.
You could get deep into Tumblr and you could find some weird, weird stuff. But now that I've got older, I've cared less. So I'm like the opposite of the spectrum to you guys, because when I was growing up, I didn't have influencers and like content creators like me. I saw people living their best lives all the time, and that's just not realistic. And I just wanted to change that because it is not a true representation of how people should be living. Like, you can't be happy 100% of the time, all the time. It's just not realistic.
Do you feel like your platform has taught you to care less?
I think in a sense, yeah, definitely. But it's more so the outlook that you have with your relationship with the platform. That was a lot of words. I don't know if they were all in the right order. But, so you just got to think, this platform, it's like this imaginary thing that people have made up. It is not a true representation. And like you said, I get commended for being real, but why is it a commendable thing? Like, it's just me showing my true life.
Because I think
it should be a normal thing.
Exactly.
People shouldn't worry about this stuff. Like, this shit isn't important.
Exactly.
Because people are so used to covering things up, when they see an actual sense of someone being true, they're like, oh my God, you're actually like, you're actually being true. Like, I could never do that.
It's so weird to see unfiltered photos.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a nice break from all the filter stuff that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think as well, like, as much as people feel connected with social media, it definitely creates this sense of emptiness and loneliness, because it's not real contact. Humans crave being next to someone, being face to face and reading facial expressions. People crave real human interaction, not just, oh my God, my friend hasn't liked my post from last week, they're not my friend anymore. Like, that's how we now base friendships.
It's awful. It's so awful. And I had a massive break from Instagram and I felt so great. And when I came back onto it, I was like, I don't really care about these people that I'm seeing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you have your friends and your family who you want to keep in touch with and see what they're posting and stuff. And then there's just the people that you're like,
yeah, you just know
them.
Who are
you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never spoken to you a day in my life. And I've got you on there. Like, why are you there?
Yeah. I guess that moves on to our first question for you. So has your platform ever affected you off screen in a positive and or negative way?
100% both. Like, positively, it's just incredible having all these people that are like on my team kind of thing, like just supporting me and just being there for me and inspiring me like every day. That's just incredible having people there that love you for who you want to be. But then negatively, obviously the trolls, it's awful. Like, the stuff that I have sent to me on daily, like,
really?
Yeah, God. It's horrible. But yeah, I've also lost a lot of friendships because I've been so open on my channels, and obviously that hurts. Like, real life friendships are different to online friendships. Like, don't get me wrong, I've met so many amazing girls and women that like put so much into my life, but my real life friends, let's say, they didn't understand that. So I've lost a lot of friendships from being open on my platform, but I just have to weigh up, is that friendship worth more than the value that I'm giving people in their life? Because without sounding like a dickhead, I feel like I give people something. Like, my platform is something that people look to and get inspiration, whether that's outfits, whether that's like hairstyles, like mental health, whether that's like,
I think confidence is a big thing.
Exactly.
Like, I think you give off a lot of confidence.
Exactly. And then I just have to think, is that friendship worth more in my life than what I'm giving out on my platform? Because I'm not going to change what I'm putting out into the content creation universe because one of my friends from home didn't like that I said XYZ, because at the end of the day, that's worth so little compared to what I give out, if that makes sense.
Mm, 100%. And I feel like us nowadays, we've definitely taught ourselves to not care as much.
Yeah.
About what we see. It doesn't necessarily stop us caring. I know there's still, you know, I know I'm still in the social media trap of caring, but then also fighting to not care and
yeah.
all of that. But then I think it's definitely going to be worse for kids growing up in it who have been introduced to social media at the ages of 7 or the ages of 8, 9, 10. Like,
because at least we were older when it first came out.
Yeah.
They've had it in their lives throughout the whole of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're being taught that, you know, you to meet a standard or to meet this kind of level, you have to get this amount of likes. And the people that do really well in life have amazing amount of likes and they have so many posts yeah. and they look really pretty and they're so well traveled. Like, but that's just not a true expectation of what life is. That's just and people are now growing up in that.
Yeah, especially with body image.
Yeah.
And all the Photoshop and all of that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
For kids, it must be, and also for young adults and adults, like, it must be so difficult to not compare yourself to other people.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we've grown up with it, whereas they're growing up into it. So we've seen how these platforms evolved.
Yeah.
Whereas it's already created for the younger generations. Like, they'll grow up, like we said, with the platforms already there and already having this standard.
And that kind of moves on to a question that we had. It was from a kind of worried mum about, she has quite a young daughter who's obviously going to grow up into social media.
Mm-hmm.
And she's worried about how is she going to monitor it, or how is she going to, you know, introduce social media to her kid? Like, because obviously she's grown up and seen how it's evolved. So how do you introduce someone to it without it becoming such a big thing like it has for us and other people?
That's a hard one. Obviously we can't talk like in her shoes because we're not parents, so we don't know. But I would just say to introduce it as a platform where you enjoy it and it doesn't consume you, it doesn't add to you as a person, but it doesn't take away from you if you don't use it regularly. But I think it's so important to curate the feed that you want to see. Like, if you don't want to see the Kardashians, you do not have to see the Kardashians. You don't have to follow them on every platform. You can mute them, you can block them, you can mute specific words that you find triggering, because I feel like it's so easy to say that social media is this evil thing that you can't control. But in reality, you can. You have the control that you need.
You are in control of what you see. So you can control whether you can block, delete, mute. You can do whatever you want to do so you can have the perfect feed for you that's not detrimental to your mental health or to your well-being.
I think if we were in a perfect world where social media didn't play such a heavy role on our lives, then my answer would be just don't let them have it. Just keep them away from social media, because that's what all of the people that work for these companies do. Because kids nowadays are so social media this and Instagram that, not letting them have it will impact them at some point. And then they might start having resentment for their parents for not letting them have it earlier. And then it becomes this massive issue. But it's something that you definitely can't fight or win. You can just control, like you said.
Exactly. You can't avoid it because it is just out there. It's such a massive part of the way that we live nowadays.
Yeah.
But you need to control the way that you want your son, daughter, whoever you are the guardian of, to see.
Calling it out for what it is and saying, this is what we're getting. It brings negative aspects into your life, it brings positive, and that's what you're gonna have to work out when you have it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think it's about introducing things like screen time straight away. If you bring your child up being used to these things, they won't think anything else is the norm, because, you know, then they are used to having 2 hours of screen time a day and that's it. And they won't want anything else. Only if you are providing other sources of things like dopamine. You know, if their only dopamine hit during that day, the 2 hours that they are on their screen, they are going to want to have more of it. I mean, obviously I'm not a scientist, I can't say that for certain, because I think the most toxic craving thing is the dopamine hit from it. When you get a notification, you get that, oh, who's messaged me?
That instant gratification, isn't it? You feel like, it's invalid.
Yeah.
It's addictive. Once you got it once, you want it again and again and again.
100%. You want another follow. You want to feel like you're worth something because of how many people follow you and how many people like you.
It doesn't end. That's what you want in life, is just validation from other people.
Yeah. A task or challenge for the people listening, I think, delete Instagram, delete Snapchat, delete Facebook, and see how long you can last without re-downloading it, because then you will get a true aspect on how addicted you actually are. I tried it, and look where I am now. I'm back on it, because you feel like you can't live without it.
I think that's a really good way of recognizing what value it gives in your life as well, because especially in lockdown, I know we've had a lot of thinking time. I find social media, it does add a valuable aspect to my life, because it connects me with my friends. It gives me inspiration, and I love it in my life because it gives me that extra value, and it it helps me see things in a different light, but also it opens amazing conversations, like the Black Lives Matter movement that happened back in 2020.
Yeah, that was such a positive thing to come
incredible out of. The power that social media has, and open up the conversation. And it's important to see that you're getting social media value from that, rather than just getting vanity from having likes and looking up what celebrities are doing. Because really, in the grand scheme of things, what is that adding to your life?
Yeah.
It's literally... It's making you jealous.
Exactly.
Because they're in this gorgeous house in the sun, and you're just in your room.
Giving you negative vibes that you don't need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
So moving on to another question. How can I stop comparing myself to others who seem to have a better job, body and lifestyle? I think that kind of goes back to what you were just saying. Like, you need to create a different purpose for it. You need to change the purpose of social media in your own head.
Exactly.
Yeah, change the thought process of what you think it is.
Exactly.
And make it more chill. Yeah. I think just making social media more chill. Like, if you want to post. I know it's not that simple.
No, I completely agree, because it's just changing that mindset of having it. Because really, if you get a little love heart on your photo, like in real life, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't equate to anything. It doesn't mean if you get 10 likes, you're more likable. You might be the most incredible person in the whole entire world and you get one like on your photo. But if you're a nice person on the inside, that counts for more than a silly little vanity like.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, here's another little challenge. Go through your Instagram feed and see how many times you look at a photo and go, oh, I want that, or I want to look like that. If someone makes you feel like that, take them off.
Yeah, if they're making you feel like you're less than them, in the bin.
Yeah.
In the bin.
The fact is, unless you go through plastic surgery, your face is your face.
Exactly. And your brain is your brain. You can't transplant your brain into someone else. You're never, ever going to be like them. You're your own little person inside your own little head and your own little body. And that's just pretty amazing. So when you think of it like that, you can't put a value on that. You're your own person. Whatever you curate your social media to be is your social media. It's never going to be anyone else's.
And you've only got one body, which I'm like, you've only got you. You're with yourself for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
So you might as well just bloody love yourself.
Exactly.
Even though I'm saying this from a point where I don't love myself all the time. I'm not like, oh my God, I'm so great.
But moving on to the next one, how do you avoid constantly scrolling whilst wanting to keep in the know? So it's kind of like, you know, FOMO, fear of missing out.
I think it's hard because obviously everyone wants to feel connected, but in doing so, people feel more disconnected than they did before. So it's just finding your own limit. Like, I can spend, upwards of 6 hours on my phone, like, a day, which is madness, but I know that that's not toxic because I love being on social media. I love finding out. But when I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't get this and I'm not looking like that and I'm not doing that today, I'm not going to let it ruin my day, because really you see so little of everyone else's lives. They could, like you said, they could be doing so well or they could not. They just post highlights.
But Chloe, have you ever experienced, because obviously with such a big platform, comes false responsibility. Everyone's gonna be disliked at some point in their life, no matter what they do. So have you ever experienced things like trolling, and if you have, how have you managed?
Well, I like how you worded that. I've experienced trolling. I get it pretty much almost daily. It's hard, but in a way I think, why should it come with the job? Just because I'm putting my 20 minutes a day of life online, why does that entitle anyone to comment anything about me? Like, realistically, like, Elliot knows me on a personal level. Like, he can say whatever he wants to say and that will affect me. But someone like, if Jane across the road comments that I should be wearing XYZ instead of buying from this place, that's not going to affect me because Jane down the road doesn't know what my life is like, whereas Elliot does. Mm-hmm. And I value Elliot's opinion more than a million strangers on the internet. Like, you just, these people are so unhappy with their own lives. They just project it onto these people that they don't know. I think when you think of it like that, it is so sad that someone has the time and energy. Like, you're wasting your own energy on giving someone such negative vibes that you need to project onto them.
What a sad little life, Jane.
Sad little life, Jane.
If I see someone doing something that I don't like, I just scroll on. I don't have time for it. Like, you can say whatever you want to say. I might be sad for about 2 minutes, but then I just remember I'm a bad bitch and I don't need other people's opinions.
You are great. And this goes with everyone. Like, remember who you are. Don't let other people control what you want to post. If you want to post, like, do you know what I mean? Like, don't let people control you and take away your...
who you are.
Take away who you are as a person.
I think that's a perfect kind of moving on to... how do you cope then with social media being almost, like you said, like your part-time job, like with something that can be so toxic? How do you keep it healthy?
But I think you definitely have to manage your own boundaries because you're the only one that can set them for yourself. And also another tip, don't go looking for it, because if you go looking for it, you will more than likely find what you didn't want to say, whether that is
that goes with
everything.
I think stalking people, and then you're like, oh, I'll do one more, and then you feel so shit about yourself. You're like, fantastic, thank you so much for doing that, Olivia. I really, really like that.
Because you're only going to beat yourself up afterwards, and then we have all been there. We have all looked through a profile, looked through the comments, looked in the likes, and we forget what a like doesn't mean, and we forget how little a comment has. But yet we allow that to weigh us down so much. It affects our view on that person and the person that we were stalking. And then a whole perception of one individual has changed from one like, one comment, or one follow. Give yourself a day off.
Give yourself a day off.
Because I guarantee you are going to need it at some point. So guys, just to round up, social media... what an absolute mess.
What a mixture of emotions.
Yes, social media has its positive impacts. And yes, of course, it is going to have its negative impacts, like everything. But what we suggest is learn when to clock out, because that is the most important thing. Create boundaries for yourself.
You are in control of your life and what you see.
Exactly. So. You need to see the bigger picture. Like, in real life, this is real life we're talking about right now, not Instagram life. Yeah. What does it give? What value does it give you? Yeah. What you're contemplating in your brain? Like, a little like, just because your photo hasn't got 100 likes, does that really matter? Because you like the photo? No. What matters is that you like the photo.
100%. That's something to take away with you. And we shall leave it on that. What value does social media bring to you? So guys, as always, I have been Elle and my gorgeous host Liv. Thank you so much, Chloe, for coming on and talking about
thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much,
thank
Chloe.
Thank you.
So guys, we will see you next week. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget, guys, to drop us a like or review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify.
Or even jump onto our Instagram at Wine and Problems. See you next week.